It was New York's sixth worst storm, 29 inches of snow on Staten Island. It was Boston's 10th, and the day after the blizzard of 2010, East Coast airports and railroads are resuming full service. Although thousands of stranded passengers won't get home till the end of the week, and many have run out of money and patience. Meanwhile, the stories are coming out. A tractor trailer skidded into a house in Maine. A woman went into labor on a New Jersey highway. And outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a gust of wind sent two shipping containers on a freight train into the Susquehanna River. It's time to clean up. And the costs are racking up, even as cities look at ballooning budgets. Here in Massachusetts, cities like Newton and Quincy, population 91,000, are doing something new. They're paying snow plow drivers per inch of snow removed, the way businesses do in parking lots, instead of per hours worked. The mayor of Quincy is Thomas Koch. Mayor Koch, explain that further.
Yeah, the beauty of this is, you know, we started last year. We put it out to bid, being in a situation where we pay by the inch rather than by the hour. And what we have found last year, that it was cost-effective in that we paid less money to those contractors for actually a better job. What we find is that when you pay them by the hour, they take their time. When the snow ends, they may be 6 or 8 hours before they complete with their route. But when you pay them by the inch and that snowstorm is over, they're all done with cleanup within an hour, because it makes more sense for them to be more efficient.
Can you put your savings in percentages?
I believe we saved about 10% in those areas last year.
Well, that's a big number, especially, you know, the bigger the city gets. What is your snow removal budget?
Well, our snow removal budget, like many cities and towns, is not accurate for what we spend, because under the law, we're allowed to spend as much as we need to and just add it to the tax rate next year if need be. So When I took office, it was $300,000. We now have it up to $750,000. But if you average out the last few years of snow removal, we're probably in the $1.75 million range.
And how does it work? We understand this also enables you to bid out to large contractors instead of paying, you know, dozens of guys who show up with plows attached. How does it bid out?
Well, it's a formal bid that's advertised, and you know, contractors can respond to. The big difference here is that as part of the bid, the contractors need to have every size of piece of equipment, you know, from small trucks to the very large trucks that put the salt out to front-end loaders, so that whatever storm we get, they can handle in their route because they have all the necessary equipment. The other part that is beautiful about this is that it provides tremendous accountability, because we're dealing with the same people doing the same routes at every storm.
Well, we also understand that in order to win the bid, they take a risk. In other words, the risk traditionally has been on the taxpayers. How well the snow plowers will do is on the back of the taxpayers. But now the risk has been shifted somewhat to the contractors, because while they give you a hard number for, let's say, 2 inches of snow, and maybe for a foot of snow, there's another number, they also take a risk for a huge dumping of snow like we just had. Explain that.
Yes, there's actually 7 different categories. Up to 4 inches is the first one. And, you know, it's like $13,000 per storm per ward. It would include several neighborhoods. And then at the highest end would be more than 18 inches. They would be paid $3,600 per ward. So they are taking a big risk on the big storms, because obviously we don't get them that often.
Right. So your payout to a contractor really drops to, what did you say, $5,000 per ward if it goes above 18 inches. Well, Mayor Koch, it's a system of accountability. And we're reading on the Patriot Ledger, the local paper, some comments which are complaints, specifically about snow removal in Ward 4, which is one of the wards where this program is being used. It's a mess. There's no-go areas. One woman's driveway plowed completely shut. What do you do with that kind of feedback that usually, you know, goes into the city and becomes the city talking to city workers? What do you do now that it's a private contractor?
Well, the private contractor meets with the city personnel. Our Commissioner of Public Works has a system where he has supervises what we call chasers on those routes. And those chasers are to help mitigate whatever issues we may have or complaints. Now, every snowstorm we have, we're a city of 91,000, 280 miles of street. We get complaints. I mean, there's always things that happen. I was driving around quite a bit, and in some cases, after you've plowed a street, people snow blow their sidewalk and blow it all into the middle of the street. We try to do the best we can. We're not perfect. I don't care what system we use, we'll never reach perfection.
Have you heard from other public works departments across the country?
No, we have not.
You might now.
We may now. At that, we're speaking with you, Robin.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Thomas Koch, mayor of Quincy, Massachusetts, they're trying an experiment in snow removal, paying plowers per inch rather than per hour. Mr. Mayor, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, Robin.
Same to you.